McKees Rocks is built into the hillsides that rise from an old train yard and factories along the Ohio River. About half a century ago here, a young John Kasich attended Stowe Rocks High School and went to Mass at Mother of Sorrows Catholic Church. And though Kasich left Pennsylvania to make his career one state to the west, he hasn't been forgotten here.
I've been following him for many years because he's of Eastern European descent like I am, so he's one of ours, is the way I look at it.
Father Timothy Thompson is the pastor of St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Church in a part of town by the river known as the Bottoms. Kasich's fans here see a presidential candidate who grew up like they did, in working families who remembered their immigrant roots. But McKees Rocks may not yield Kasich many votes, as most voters are Democrats.
It was a union town back when the factories were here, you know. That generation that grew up during the Depression, FDR was a hero of theirs.
As he often mentions in the campaign, Kasich was raised in a Democratic family. But while Republicans are outnumbered here, they're not inactive. On a recent Thursday night, a couple dozen GOP voters met at a social hall for volunteer firefighters in nearby Robinson Township.
John Kasich is more of a centralist, but I personally am a Trump backer.
Dee Smith lives in McKees Rocks. She describes herself as a social conservative who cares about national security.
What I agree with about Trump is the fact that he is not a career politician, that he has been a businessman his whole life.
Republicans at this meeting were divided between Kasich and Trump. Here's a sampling of their opinions.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm leaning towards Trump only because he has said so many of the things that I'd like our president to do.
If right now I had to choose, it would be Kasich. He would be the kind of person we need to bring the party together.
I always had an affinity for John Kasich. I fear he may have gotten in too late.
Probably Trump. I like his attitude toward immigration. I like his straight, no-nonsense attitude.
Those were Jack Cairns, Rita Wirth, Bill Stickman, and Frank Keppel. A Monmouth University poll has Donald Trump at 44% of likely GOP voters in Pennsylvania. Kasich comes in at 23%, a bit behind Ted Cruz. Still, the Ohio governor does have a cheering section in the McKees Rocks Historical Society. A few of us sat down for lunch at an Eaton Park just across the bridge from Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Deborah Valenti recalls arguing politics with Kasich when they were in high school together. She says she asked him what he wanted to do with his life.
And he looked at me and said, I'm going to be president of the United States. Well, of course, being a kid from the rocks, I just lost it and start laughing. Whereupon I looked over at him, and he had the most hurt expression.
Kasich, she says, was serious.
And for me, I'm so excited for him. To see his dream possibly come true, that's beyond expectation. And for a kid from the rocks, I'm bursting with pride for him.
And she says she'll be casting her vote for Kasich in the primary. But several of his other supporters in the Historical Society are Democrats, and Pennsylvania's Republican primaries are closed. Democrats could be an untapped source of support for Kasich, says Ernie Ricci. He's a Republican and runs a family Italian sausage shop in Kennedy Township.
I would have wished that a lot of the folks that are in the McKees Rocks area would have switched their party for just the primary. Then they could have switched back. It's okay.
Many of Kasich's supporters in the area acknowledge the Ohio governor faces a difficult road ahead. But they're hoping the candidate from the rocks will meet with some luck at the convention in the state he now calls home. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell.